This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Governor Polis has appointed Brittany A. Schneider to the 14th Judicial District Court. She's currently a county court judge in the district. Her docket consists of criminal and civil matters. The vacancy was created by the retirement of the Honorable Sandra H. Gardner, effective January 1st. Steamboat Resort is open for the season. First in line Wednesday morning at the Christie Peak Express Chair was Ethan Maines, a ninth grader at Steamboat Springs High School, Nordic combined skier with Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club.
I got here at 6:30. At night, it's important for me to get here first chair because, I don't know, it's awesome. Like, first chair, it's opening day.
Ethan rode his bike with his skis and camping gear to the base area the night before to make sure he was the first in line. His dad showed up to join him later that night. Then others started showing up at 3 in the morning. While Steamboat Resort is open for skiing and riding, it is a holiday with government offices closed today. For Thanksgiving Day in Steamboat Springs, the community Thanksgiving dinner is from 1 to 5. This afternoon at the Steamboat Community Center. Everybody's invited. United Way has coordinated 120 volunteers. They're expected to feed over 600 people today. VFW Post 4265 in Craig is hosting a VFW Thanksgiving dinner from 1 to 8 today. That's at 419 East Victory Way in Craig. E3 Chop House has a Thanksgiving lunch buffet from 2 to 5 today. This is for seasonal workers, veterans, and first responders. In Hayden, the Creekview Grill is open all day, but they're having a free Thanksgiving dinner today from 2 until 5. Two college students from Northwest Colorado did very well at the state level of the Collegiate Discussion Meet with the Colorado Farm Bureau. Two students at CNCC and Craig made it to the Final Four. Torin Farquharson is a graduate of Moffitt County High School and the current CNCC Farm Bureau president. She finished third in the collegiate tier at the meet.
It is like a mock run-through of a committee panel meeting within Colorado Farm Bureau, and it takes a lot of different skills going into it. You have to have public speaking, really good research points, but you also have to be an effective listener.
Each student had 5 topics to learn about. They gave a speech, and then they did 25 minutes of discussion on a panel about one topic. Caitlin Dudley, who went to Sirocco High School, is a state champion and will represent Colorado in Omaha at the national contest. I'm Shannon Lukens. First with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.